The federal government is promoting a gas-led recovery for the economy, but uncertainty about the future of the sector could see users paying bigger bills. While the use of gas is expected to grow in the short term, some consumers and businesses are already shifting away from it in favour of renewables. It means gas companies might be stuck with stranded assets, and remaining users could face higher charges to fund the upkeep of the extensive network of pipelines. Here's political reporter Melissa Clark.
Reaching net zero emissions by 2050 is now officially federal government policy. It means in 30 years' time, there'll be no gas use, or very little if some gas use can be offset. But the national policy on gas encourages more households and businesses to connect. The Australian Energy Regulator is examining this apparent contradiction.
Electrification will need to happen, but it's a long-term change.
Claire Savage is the chair of the Australian Energy Regulator, which has recently published a paper on the uncertain future of gas pipelines. In the short term, gas use is expected to increase, but after that could drop dramatically.
If we do nothing and future demand for gas pipeline services falls significantly, then a smaller number of customers, so those that are still using gas, could be left paying for the remaining lives of the pipelines, which could in fact mean very high prices for them in the future.
The federal government sees a big future for the gas sector. It's opening up more gas basins for development and encouraging construction of more pipelines. The coalition believes gas will help the transition from a coal-dominant electricity system to a renewable one. But independent advocacy group Energy Consumers Australia is concerned about what that push will mean for households. Lynn Gallagher is the CEO.
This transition is inevitable. So in fact, adding more households going onto gas only is going to make the transition harder.
Around 4 million people currently use gas for heating and cooking in their homes, but that will decline. Lynn Gallagher says the transition needs to start now to give households time to adjust.
Appliances are expensive to replace. People don't like wasting appliances. So we need to have the time in which people can spread out the cost of moving to electric appliances.
Gas pipelines generally have a lifespan of 50 to 80 years. Investment decisions being made now need to factor in the goal of net zero by 2050. The Australian Energy Regulator is considering accelerated depreciation for pipeline assets and a range of other options to support gas pipelines given their uncertain future. Claire Savage from the Australian Energy Regulator.
It's not a time for consumers to panic. There's a long time between here and 2050. It's just important that we start thinking about these issues now and that we make minor adjustments as we go to make sure that it's not a bumpy transition, but that it's smooth.
Chair of the Australian Energy Regulator, Claire Savage, ending that report by Melissa Clark.